Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, for whatever reason, allergies have become increasingly common in this country, and the likes of nut allergies can be extremely serious. There is treatment, but it's not, at the moment, available in Ireland at all. Sheila Downs, a member of Allergy Action Ireland, has spent €25,000 between flights and accommodation so her children could receive oral immunotherapy in France. And yesterday she spoke about that to an Oireachtas committee. Good afternoon, Sheila.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So could you start by telling us about Josh and Aaron? How old were they when you first discovered they had allergies?
So I suppose if I take Josh, who's now 11, when he was just 2 years old, I suppose having seen his primary GP for eczema over his earlier years, we had no idea that he had any allergies. But just before his second birthday, he went into what we now know was anaphylactic shock, where we needed to call an ambulance, and then discovered that he was allergic at that time to chickpeas and lentils were the first allergies that he had. And I suppose rolling forward from that point, which is the general kind of trajectory in Ireland, when you discover you have an allergy, we waited a considerable period of time to get appointments to confirm further allergies. But from that, we discovered he had hazelnut, pecan, walnut, sesame seed and peanut allergies. And then a few years later, when his sister came along, again, we knew she had eczema but weren't aware of the link with allergies, and she presented with her first allergy was hazelnut when she started to cough upon taking a small spoon of Nutella. So yeah, from a very young age we knew they had allergies.
Oh my word. And so then, given that range of allergies there, how many different sorts of foodstuffs do you have to routinely avoid?
So for us, it's different between the two children in terms of what allergies they have. And for children that do present with multiple and, I suppose, life-threatening allergies, you do discover over time that it will wane and trough in terms of might be some that they were allergic to and grow out of as they get older, and there are percentages in terms of what they might grow out of. But equally then, there's ones that they will not grow out of and will have to avoid for the rest of their life. So we have combined about 11 allergies. We have peanut, sesame, hazelnut, pecan, walnut, kiwi. They have come out of some. We have to keep in their diet then cashew, pistachio, almond, because they're not allergic to those, but because they have the tendency, you need to keep those foods in their diet regularly so that they don't become allergic to them.
Oh,
so a constant effort to watch what they're eating, make sure one doesn't have what the other one can't have, and so on.
And so is there then a danger that if they're allergic to a certain amount of things, that can expand into other foodstuffs then as well?
Yeah, so in the early years, it is a possibility that if you don't keep these, there's kind of a top 14 list of allergens that we know of, and you would really need to keep a lot of those in their diets regularly to ensure that they don't become allergic to them down the line. You equally have milk, egg, shellfish, those types of foods that are highly allergicity as well. So they need to be kept in their diet regularly. So it's not just avoiding some, it's also keeping others in the diet.
Yeah, and for things then, like when they leave the house, when they go on school outings or parties, I assume there's a lot of work for you then to alert everyone who needs to know what they can and can't eat.
Yeah, so for allergy parents, and I suppose that's why Allergy Action Ireland has come together, we feel that at present in Ireland, the health system just has a very passive approach. It's prescription. You're prescribed your EpiPens. You're told to avoid any of the foods that you're allergic to and just go out into the world. And really, we feel that as parents, we're being left to manage that on our own. We have to train teachers, train SNAs, you know, advise schools. If you're going to a party, you're trying to advise parents. And if you're maybe not staying at the party, which really wouldn't happen as a parent of an allergen child, you'd always stay there. You're maybe having to train a parent if it's a play date on how to use the EpiPens or the auto-injectors. And really with birthday parties, with every facet of life where food is involved, there's that constant worry that something might happen, that there might be an accidental exposure. And for a lot of kids, that can result in anaphylactic shock, which is life-threatening and a very scary situation to be in, which many of the parents within our group have ended up being in because of accidental exposure. So it's a constant worry. It's a constant vigilance at all times in terms of food.
So when did you decide then to bring them to France for the immunotherapy?
So for us, back in 2023, I suppose, having spent a number of years working through the system here in Ireland in terms of trying to get appointments, and it's very slow to get appointments and to figure out what all your allergens are in terms of doing skin prick tests, blood tests. There's waiting lists of up to 2 years at some cases in the public health system to try and even confirm that you have an allergy. And after a number of kind of near misses in terms of accidental food exposure, I just felt that in Ireland we weren't getting the help we needed from the health system to tackle this. And I researched myself to see what was out there in terms of other forms of treatments. And oral immunotherapy is one of those treatments that is available and recognised and scientifically proven internationally to help to desensitise a child to their allergen. So in November 2023, we commenced oral immunotherapy in Lille in France. And we chose Lille. I suppose it is available in the UK, in Canada, in America, and there's varying kind of approaches to it. But I felt for us, France being one of our nearest EU neighbours, that we could access it quite easily from Ireland in terms of flights. It was doable in terms of every 6 months, in terms of time off school, time out of work, and the costs associated with it were a bit more manageable. So we've now gone 5 times to France, and it has been life-changing for us as a family and for our children, because we have removed some of those allergens from our children's list of known allergens. They now can free eat. For example, my son can free eat peanuts and sesame. My daughter's in maintenance for peanut, which means she can tolerate. She now takes up to 2 peanuts 2 or 3 times a week from having been anaphylactic to them originally. So it retrains your immune system to tolerate a certain quantity of that allergen, which for a child who previously could have died from consuming perhaps a bite of, you know, a cake that contained hazelnut or peanut, this is really life-changing, and it opens up a whole world of freedom for them. And it's one of the treatments, I suppose I'm keen to say it's one of the treatments. There is sublingual immunotherapy, there's biologics such as Zolar that are available out there that we want to see introduced into the Irish system and made available to everyone that have these food allergies in Ireland. It shouldn't just be for those that can afford it or have the wherewithal to go and investigate these treatments and travel abroad.
Yeah. So could you describe a bit how the oral immunotherapy works? When you go over every 6 months, what happens?
Yeah. So initially, when you attend in the clinic, you have an oral food challenge. And that's where the consultant will give you small microdoses of the allergen to consume over a number of hours. And they will monitor very carefully your oxygen levels, your blood pressure, to ensure that you're not reacting to it. They don't want you to have a reaction, so you're getting to a point of where you can tolerate. And before you actually have a reaction, they will stop and come up with a protocol for you to come home on, whereby you will have a quarter of that tolerance that you reached in the hospital. You will consume that over the next 6 months at home and updose, a microdose at home with the raw food, so with the hazelnut, with the peanut, whatever the allergen might be, back up to that safe level. And then you come back again in 6 months' time, and they'll re-challenge you again with the oral food challenge, looking at your blood test, looking at the results of your skin prick test, and deciding where they will now try to go to, what's the next level up that you can reach. So just slowly over those 6 months, each stage, you're retraining the immune system not to react to the protein. It's the protein in the food that the body is reacting to. So you're retraining the immune system to actually take a step back and go, okay, this isn't something I need to fight back against anymore. And it generally takes between 3 to 5 appointments in France. So you may get into a maintenance level after 3 visits, or you may require 5 visits, depending on your tolerance level. But yeah, we've completed 5 visits now, and my son is on his last allergen. So that's walnut, which will also sort out his pecan allergen, which is amazing. And he has come out of peanut and sesame, as I said, and is in maintenance for hazelnut. My daughter has a lot more allergens, so we have a bit more to do with her. But again, she's also in maintenance for hazelnut, has completed her peanut, and we're now working on sesame. So it's fantastic.
Yeah. Is it ultimately a cure, Sheila, or does it just vastly reduce that sensitivity?
I suppose it's not a cure. You will always have these allergens, but you will have 2 levels. One is that you can get to this maintenance level where everything now is labelled, and all restaurants will have, you know, these qualifying statements that say it may contain, or made in a factory, or, you know, made in a kitchen that contains nuts. So So one stage is that you could consume those products that you can safely say, I can tolerate 3 hazelnuts. Therefore, if I accidentally have a small bit that made its way off a counter in a restaurant, you should be fine. You wouldn't go into anaphylactic shock. You might have an allergic reaction in terms of hives, but not that full systemic breakdown. The other level is, you know, there's a small percentage that could potentially get the whole way through and be able to free eat. It doesn't mean you're cured. It just means that you can handle eating that now in products, but you need to remain vigilant. You still need to carry your EpiPens no matter what, and your full first aid kit, which is your inhaler, your antihistamines, and your EpiPen. So there is no cure as such, but you can certainly alter the course of your life in terms of freedom and safety.
And is there any treatment like this available in Ireland at all?
So we were very hopeful that this can be introduced. And I suppose in 2025, Cork University Hospital introduced a pilot project where they are now treating under 5 years of age children from across Ireland, very similar, an oral immunotherapy for foods. Now, it's a limited number of patients at the moment. They've had over 311 patients that they've brought into that pilot project, and they're getting really good results from it. Over the last couple of months, I think they've had something like 88% of patients that are actively and safely updosing at home. 3% have reached active maintenance. And then there's a remaining 9 to 10% who may have not proceeded through it for a variety of reasons. But I suppose that's what we want to see rolled out across the country. It was established without any additional funding from government. And we've repeatedly heard from the Minister for Health and CHI, the Children's Hospital Ireland, that there's no planned timeline or commitment to roll out that system in Ireland. And we want to see a commitment from the Minister of Health to roll this out right across the country, because it's just not fair that it's a postcode lottery that you can have maybe a percentage. And we know it's a percentage that are coming from Cork, but there's a large proportion that are coming from around the country to access that treatment in Cork. But it's very small, and it won't be able to continue if it doesn't have sufficient funding. So we, you know, it's 20 years in some countries in Canada that they've had this treatment available. And we really feel in Allergy Action Ireland that that needs to be rolled out right across the country as soon as possible.
Anecdotally, one gets the sense that there's an awful lot of kids with allergies. Are there any figures on that? Do we know how many children?
Yeah. So I suppose people may feel that now they're hearing a lot more about this. And I think that's probably true, because cases of food allergy have doubled in the last 10 years. And now it is seen as the most common chronic disorder in children, which is really frightening. And the figures that we're aware of, it's about 1 to 2% of adults, something like 5 to 6% of children. And it's estimated that we've about 160,000 people in Ireland with food allergies. So it is certainly on the rise. And if something isn't done about this, and a national allergy strategy, a national policy and commitments put in place, then we're going to be dealing with a very serious health issue for the entire country. The numbers, for whatever reason, there's a lot of, I suppose, evidence out there that shows it could be environmental factors. It's things like gut health, processing of food that's happening. We're consuming a lot more food, say, in Ireland that we would never have done going back 20 or 30 years ago. Things like chickpeas, lentils, a lot of these top allergens that you and I, when we were kids, we simply didn't have access to. Brazil nuts. Walnuts, we only ever saw something like peanuts around Halloween. So the diet has changed as well. And so what comes with that is that the tolerance isn't there for some of our children, unfortunately. So it needs to be recognised as a public health issue and not just a food safety issue, which is what we're being told allergies are perceived as up to now.
Sheila Downs from Allergy Action Ireland, thanks a million for talking to us today.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Now, you heard what Sheila's theory on this, and it kind of makes sense about the range of our diet has extended over the years, and that may be a reason for the rise in allergies. Though somebody else says, I have a French friend who learned at an allergy convention in Paris that the rise of allergies in the last 50 years is due to the use of modern cosmetics. Another text says, it must be so stressful to deal with so many allergies constantly on high alert. Well, indeed, yeah. Another question, wondering what's causing it all. Will these treatments be available here at all? They sound life-changing, literally. Well, as you heard Sheila say there, they did run a pilot scheme in Cork last year. I'm sure they were out the door with people applying for that.
So one assumes that at some point they'll roll it out. But so far, they haven't given a date as to when they're going to roll it out. And that must be the most infuriating thing for people with allergies or the parents of people with allergies. Mags wonders, does it work on adults? My 30-year-old son is even worse than her kid, than her kids. That's an interesting question. I don't know. Obviously, I've no qualifications in this area. It would strike me it's worth, making an inquiry to find out, does it work on adults? I imagine it does. My son had an allergy to peanuts and did this testing in Ireland for a few years around COVID time in Beaumont. Luckily, he passed all the tests eventually. It can now eat peanuts. It was great not to need the EpiPen, etc. anymore. Indeed, yeah. And that seems to be the thing that, excuse me, people have EpiPens all over the place just to be on the safe side.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.